you, Brandy. Open your Bibles here this morning, Book of Proverbs, chapter 31. And this is Mother's Day here this morning, and look at our mother's title. My topic here is, what does the Bible say about womanhood? What does the Bible say about womanhood? Proverbs 31:10 says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. Let's pray here this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We think of the mothers in our lives and those that have nurtured us and cared for us and watched over us. And Father, I thank you that you made a male and female. And Father, I thank you that you have a perfect plan for each of us and the roles that our mothers have given to us in our lives. So Lord, bless this time we gather around your word. May you bring glory and honor to yourself. And Father, I pray that I be a vessel that honors your son and honors your word. So Lord, may we be encouraged. May we be edified. May we be strengthened in the ways of the Lord for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What is a mom? Well, somebody wrote this down one time, and you might have some things you could add to it. A mom is a housekeeper, a cook, a daycare teacher, a facility manager, a computer operator at times, a psychologist, a janitor, a van driver, a laundry machine operator. Get any amens on that? Yeah. A bookkeeper, an event planner, a general maintenance worker, a groundskeeper, an interior designer, a logistics analysis, a nutritionist, a plumber at times, and a nurse. And did I exhaust the list? Probably not. I bet if we sat around here, we could probably come up with 10 more things what a mom is. And yes, what is a mother? What is a mom? Somebody else once said, this is a Jewish proverb, says, a mother understands what a child does not say. A mother understands what a child does not say. You can just look at them and know what's going on in their hearts. And another one says, this unknown source, a mother's hug lasts long after she lets it go. Is that true? That's true. Mother's hug lasts long after she lets it go. I said this already this morning, that Abraham Lincoln said, no man is ever poor who had a godly mother. And that is so true. And somebody else once said, there's no way to be a perfect mother and a million ways to be a good one. Because there are no what? Perfect moms. But you can be, there's a million ways to be a good one. And somebody else said, commenting on motherhood, said, a mother is a person who's seen there are only 4 pieces of pie for 5 people, promptly announced she never did care for pie. Is that a good mom? That's a good mom. Yes, yes. And I like this one. To the world, you are a mother, but to your family, you are all the world. Is that true? Yes, that is so true. Yeah, mothers. What does God have to say about this? Well, look at verse 10 here in Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? The heart of her husband safely trusts her. Now, you got the husband, you got the wife, you got God's plan there. And in the book of Genesis has a lot. Turn to Genesis chapter 4 here. Genesis chapter 4. The book of beginnings here, book of Genesis. And verse 4:1, and Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I've acquired a man from the Lord. A woman is a giver of life. A woman is a giver of life. And a nurture of life. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all what? Living. Yes, the mother of all living. Eve said, God formed the first man, I formed the second man. I got a man from the Lord. Now, a mother is a nurturer of life. Eve was the mother of all living. And to nurture, what does nurturing mean? Well, nurturing carries the idea of feeding, protecting, helping one that's protective and caring, whether it's feeding, protective, protecting, caring, nurturing. Nurturing is something that's just built into a woman. They are nurturers by creation, by design. That's how God made them. And women are nurturers by heart. And sometimes we think of nurturing and women just giving birth to children, but nurturing's much bigger than that. It's much broader. Women can nurture physically by giving what? Food, nutrition, physical needs. But can a woman nurture emotionally? Yeah, women can nurture emotionally. You ever had a child that skinned his knee and just crying and fussing, and a mom puts him on their lap and wipes away the tears and gives them a hug? And that's nurturing emotionally too. And women can nurture not only physically and emotionally, but also relationally, restoring relationships, being there for the hurting, developing empathy for all the family members, respect and communication relationally. Can a woman nurture intellectually? She can share her what? Her wisdom, her knowledge. She can nurture intellectually by her wisdom, her life experience. And can a woman nurture spiritually? Can you nurture spiritually? Yes. Bringing your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, teaching others about Christ and the Scriptures. So a woman can be a nurturer in so many ways, whether it's physically, emotionally, relationally, intellectually. You know, all these different ways that you can nurture spiritually, that you can nurture one another. And that's important. Now, that's our roles that God gives us roles. Turn back over here to Proverbs here. God gives us roles. In the beginning, he made a male and female. Who can find a virtuous wife? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband. The husband and wife. Marriage. Is marriage under attack today? Absolutely, it's under attack. If Satan wants to destroy a nation, all he has to do is destroy the homes. And if you destroy the home, you've destroyed a nation. And is the Christian home under attack in America? It is. It is under attack. And, you know, Satan wants to destroy the home. God has given us roles. Men are to be the provider, the protector of the home. The woman's to be the nurturer in the home. And to be the helpmate for the husband. These roles that God has given to men and women are built into how we're made and how God wants us to be. Marriage should be honored. Who can find a virtuous wife, a woman of honor? Who can our husband safely trust in her? The role of a husband, the role of a wife in Proverbs 10 and 11. That is God ordained. That is what God, the roles that we have, God has ordained those roles. Now, if Supreme Court says that a marriage can be between a man and a man, what does that do to society? It just, what? It destroys it. It tears it apart. These roles are by instinct. You know it's wrong. A man with a man goes against nature. It's just obvious. It wasn't meant to be that way. Does that make sense? It makes sense, okay? We can understand that. And these roles that God has given us, you find your fulfillment as a wife by fulfilling the roles that God has given to you. You find your fulfillment as a husband by doing what God has given you to do. The roles of a wife and a husband are intertwined together, that they need each other. Now, husbands, wives are to be a what? A help what? Yeah. Helpmate. What does that imply about us husbands sometimes? We're kind of helpless at times, wouldn't you say so? You know, God kind of puts it out there. He knew we're going to need some help. So he gives us a wife. Now, women can be nurturers. Okay? That's our role. God has given us roles that we are to fulfill in life. And these roles are what God has given to us to help us to understand how to live a blessed life. Now, we have these roles, the responsibility. A woman's to be a nurturer and a giver of life. That's what God called her to be. Now, a nurturer and giver, that's her responsibility. And I want to look here at some of the things that a woman can do to fulfill some of the responsibilities she's been given. Okay? Who can find a virtuous wife? One of the responsibilities she has is to be a wife of honor, to be Christ-like, a virtuous woman, an honorable woman. Who can find an honorable woman? We should do our best to be most Christ-like that we can be for God. As women of God, we need to be as the honorable and virtuous and respectable and honoring God in all we can do. Who can find a virtuous wife? That is a desirable characteristic. That's a responsibility. Now, as a man looks out in this world to find a wife, for her worth is far above what? Rubies. A woman that is honorable and is upright, loves the Lord, loves Jesus, put him first. What is the benefit to the husband? The heart of her husband will what in her? Trust in her. Does a relationship need to have trust in it? It absolutely needs to have trust. You take trust out of a relationship and you just blown that relationship right apart. You break trust and it's hard to get it back again. And a good woman that honors her husband is far above rubies. That's her price. Now, to be a virtuous wife, there's a lot of qualities that go through this. And Proverbs chapter 31, there's a lot of material here. I can't cover it all, but I do want to highlight some of the things. A virtuous woman, look down in verse 12. A woman of honor, a woman that's virtuous, she will do him good and not evil all the days of what? Her life. That is one of her responsibilities. Do her man good, not evil. So, what does that mean? Man, if you're in a group of men and your wife kind of says something that makes you look disrespected, how does that make you feel? It takes you what? Pew, down. And so what should a good wife do to her husband? Always respect, keep him, never make him look disrespected among others. Because to do your husband good, you don't want to dishonor him among his peers or those that he associates with. She'll do him good and not evil. Men like to be respected. Now, men, what can you do for your wife? What can you do for your wife? How much should a husband love his wife as much as Christ would love the church? Men, you need to love your wives. If you want to give your wife a good Mother's Day, just make sure she feels loved and cared for. That you are a one-woman man. Do you know what I mean by that? A one-woman man. She'll feel what? Loved. And God wants to bring the heart and soul of a husband and wife together, that they are one what? One flesh. They work together. The heart of her husband says that she will do him good, not evil, all the days of his life. They look out for one another. The husband is looking out for the wife. The wife is looking out for the husband. They look out for each other. They do good to each other, not evil, all the days of their life. Now, a virtuous wife. What are other some responsibilities she can do? Look down at verse 15. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for our household. Does a good mother make sacrifices for the good of their children? They sure do. They sure do. Your child's got a fever in the night and you're on it. You're giving them their medicine. You're comforting them. You're taking care of them. You rise. Well, there's so many sacrifices that a good mother makes for the good of their children. She rises yet while it's night. You know what it's like for the pillow to be crying out to you, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, that pillow is just saying, I'm lonely. You need to be resting on me, you know. But yet, a good mother, she'll rise. She has that sacrificial heart. A good mother does, a good wife does her husband good. A good wife and mother rises yet while it's night and provide food for a household and portion for a maidservant. Another good quality here, look down in verse 20. She extends her hand to the poor. She's thinking about others. She does her family good. She's sacrificial. She works hard. But she also extends her hand out to the poor. She has thoughts about other people. God has blessed her. How can I bless others? She extends her love and care not only to her family, but to others that are in need, because she's a nurturer. She sees a need. She tries to meet that need. And yes. Look down at verse 27. She watches over the ways of her household. She watches over the ways of her household. It's not easy to be a mom. It's not easy to watch over your children. But is it the right thing to do? Absolutely. And she watches over her household. She's on top of it. She knows where they're going, who they're going with, what they're doing. And she watches over the ways of her household. She's on top of it. She knows it. And she is on it. And those responsibilities. Now, men, what are our responsibilities here? Well, her husband safely trusts in her. He's taking care of her. Husband's provider, protector. She's trusting him. He's trusting her. For husbands, you're taking care of your wife. Now look down in verse 28. What can husbands do? Her husband also, he what? Next two words. Praises who? Praises her. Verse 28, end of the verse there. Husband, he praises her. Moms, can you have a hard day at home sometimes with the kids? Can you have a hard day? Can you just feel so wore out you don't know what to do next? If your husband comes home and says, sweetheart, thanks for doing the laundry today. Thanks for keeping care of the dishes. The kids look good. They're doing their homework. Thank you so much for all you've done to take care of this house today. Is that a word of encouragement to you? Did you feel appreciated? Yes, it goes a long ways, a word of affirmation and encouragement. And husbands, praise your wife. Even if it frightens her, somebody said, still praise her. You know, if she's never used to it, just do it and she'll feel blessed. And praise your wife. What's our response? We have our roles, point one. We have our responsibilities. Wives have responsibilities. Husbands have their responsibilities. Her husband also, he praises her. And that's so important. Is life discouraging? Sometimes it is. And but husbands, praise your wife. Encourage her. Tell her, I love you. When you get up in the morning, you tell them, I love you. In lunchtime, you tell them. In the evening, you tell them. Because they need that security. And they need that encouragement. They need that affection, and that praise will do wonders for your wife. And as I said before, a man needs to, his wife needs to know he's a one-woman man. You're my wife. And so you got the husband, you got the wife. How about children? Well, does God's word have any say about responsibilities for children? Yeah. How about Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 3? Children, obey your parents. You want to bless your mom? You want to give her a good Mother's Day? Children, obey your mama, okay? You remember how he said that, okay? Just obey your mama, okay? Because that's important. And children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Right. This is right. It's the right thing to do. Honor thy father and thy mother. And the roles, God's made a male and female. We have roles to fulfill. God's given us each responsibilities in the home. But he's also given us rewards. Now, for children, obey your promise, obey your parents and Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. For this is the first commandment with what? promise. And what's the promise? That you'll live long on the earth. And God will bless your life. You obey your parents, children, God's going to bless your life. You honor your parents, and God's going to bless your life for that. So is there a reward? We have our roles. We have our responsibilities. What is the reward? Well, the reward is for children. God's going to bless your life. And what's the flip of that? If you disobey your parents, you're going to suffer the consequences for that. And so what's the reward for a woman? Look at verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be what? Praised. You stand in front of Almighty God. You've been a faithful wife. You've been a good wife. You've been a sacrificial wife. You've been a wife that stayed up late. You've been a wife that supports your husband. You've been a wife that's been there for your children. And when you get to heaven one day and you feared the Lord, God's going to look at you and say, well done, thy good and faithful what? Servant. And a woman that fears the Lord, she's going to be praised. And that's the praise you want to hear, is from Almighty God, that he will praise you. But not only that, but on this side of eternity, you've done what you could to bless your family. Verse 27, she watches over the way of her household. She's been a good mom. She's been there. She's taken care of her kids. She's taken care of her husband. She's been sacrificial in her love and devotion and does not eat the bread of idleness. What is the reward? Her children shall rise up and call her what? Blessed. And that is a blessing to have, that your children rise up and call you blessed. Now, thing about parenting right now, sometimes when you tell your kids to clean up their room, it doesn't go over so good sometimes, because children want to go out and play. They're not going to rise and call up you blessed at that moment. But you wait till they get to be adults and they look back and they saw a mom that taught them discipline and self-restraint and self-control. And now they're functioning adults in a society carrying the weight of their responsibilities. And they look back at a mom who was on them, making them do the tasks they didn't want to do. And they're going to rise up and call you blessed. Because verse 27, she watched over the ways of her household. Her children shall rise up and call her blessed. And her husband will look back in life and he will say, also, and he praises her. He praises her. Yes, there is a reward to come. There is a reward to come. And yes. A good parent, a good father and a good mother will teach their children self-control. Because when you teach them self-control, then they'll be self-disciplined. And when they're self-disciplined, they'll be able to say no to the temptations of this world. But if you give your kids everything they want, when they want it, what kind of person are they going to be in society? They're going to be a taker, not a giver. They're not going to be self-disciplined on any point. But when your children get old enough and wise enough, verse 28, your children shall rise up and call you blessed. So what's the reward? Our children, as moms, as you serve and honor God, your children will rise up and call you blessed. Your husband also. Many daughters have done well, but you've excelled them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. They're talking about her. They're praising her for what she's done and how she lived. And remember in the book of Ruth? And Boaz had met Ruth, and he took notice of her because she was a woman that had virtue and character in her life. And he took notice of her, that how she lived. And God blessed, because she was a woman of virtue, God blessed her with a husband. And because of her husband, God used her in the line of David and ultimately the line of Christ, because she was one who feared the Lord and followed him. So let's pray here this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Mother's Day. And if we've looked at just a very few good qualities of a good mom. And Father, thank you for the moms that we've had in our lives, each of us, and for the ones that are in the midst of mothering their children, I just pray for encouragement and strength for them. Lord, I pray that we would each fulfill as husbands our roles, as wives and mothers our roles, and Father, as we fulfill those roles and do our responsibilities, then reward comes. And Father, I pray that we would, as husbands, be an encourager to our wives, that we would love them with Christ's love and be an encourager to them and praise them and show them affection and kindness and love, and that we would be with them. So, Lord, thank you for our moms here. And Father, I pray this be a special Mother's Day for them, and they could be encouraged in the things of the Lord. And Father, I thank for each one that's here, that each of woman here can be a nurturer of life, Lord, whether it's physical, relationally, intellectual, spiritual, that God, every woman can be a nurturer of life and bless others around them. So, Lord, help us toward this end, that we would walk in the fear of the Lord, and that, Father, one day when we stand before thee, that we would give you praise and honor and glory for everything that you've done in our lives and be thankful to you. And, Lord, as you will bless us as we're a blessing, so guide us this week toward this end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is 401 as Jim comes to lead us here.
Let us stand.
Many now are watching the footsteps that we take. Many soon will follow in the choices that we make. So let us then be faithful to be what we should be, and leave a good example that they can clearly see. Be an example of the believers in word and in conduct. Be steadfast in love, in faith, in purity of life. For those behind us, let us stand within the gap and make a difference in